Consider sitting as the new smoking. So any chance we have to get off our bottoms during the day, the better off we are. Walking meetings are an excellent choice. Replace your next scheduled meeting with a walking meeting. Not only will we get a break from the monotony of sitting at our desks, but small doses of physical activity can be more powerful than coffee.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.
Thank you for joining us for today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. Our regularly scheduled program is usually on Wednesdays. This is where we give you 7 super tips from thought leaders like The Rock, from Denzel Washington, from Anthony Bourdain. So if you want to listen to that show, that's always on Wednesdays. They have a regularly scheduled program. For a lot of you listeners, you know what we're doing right now, inspired by J.K. Rowling or Rowling, depending on what country you are in. The author of Harry Potter was giving her book away in segments on her podcast. I said, wow, that is an awesome idea. We're going to do the same thing with my new book, The Focus Project. And first and foremost, thank you so much for all the support. Not only listen to this podcast, but you went out in force and got gifts. So I said, don't buy this book for yourself. Give it as a gift to someone that's struggling during quarantine. And so you went out and did that. And the notes you're sending in are amazing. So thank you for keeping sending those notes in of inspiration. They keep me going as an author. So I really appreciate that. And also, we did it. It's the number one release on Amazon. So thank you. We did it together, all of us. We're a community. We help each other out. And that's why we're giving away segments of the Audible version of this book on this podcast. Obviously, if you want the full version of the Audible in its entirety without interruptions, without sponsors, then feel free to go to Amazon and get that today. Kindle, paperback, also available. But anyways, without further ado, just wanted to say thank you so much. Focus on, and here's a segment from The Focus Project. Take recess like a first grader. The next time you're hitting a lull in the afternoon, instead of reaching for a soda, energy drink, coffee, or tea, go for a brisk walk or go up and down the stairs. Derek Randolph and Patrick O'Connor from the University of Georgia discovered that 10 minutes of moderate exercise is more stimulating than 50 milligrams of caffeine, which is the equivalent of a can of soda or a shot of espresso. Taking an exercise recess improves our psychological and physical well-being, especially if performed outdoors. It also helps us sleep better. An exercise recess helps break the pattern of becoming tired, then reaching for the afternoon caffeine, but then not sleeping enough that night, only to be tired the next afternoon, and then once again reaching for the afternoon coffee. It's a vicious cycle that many of us become trapped in. Consider sitting as the new smoking. So any chance we have to get off our bottoms during the day, the better off we are. Walking meetings are an excellent choice. Replace your next scheduled meeting with a walking meeting. Not only will we get a break from the monotony of sitting at our desks, but small doses of physical activity can be more powerful than coffee. Morning workouts. Only 1/5 of Americans get the recommended amount of exercise. This is largely due to 69% of us choosing to schedule our workouts in the afternoon rather than in the morning. Few people follow through with their workouts in the afternoon. Preparing our workout schedules for early in the morning will increase the likeliness of its occurrence. Working out early and returning home before anyone else wakes up helps you avoid cutting into precious family or friend time. Other benefits of completing your workout first thing in the morning include: 1, it can burn fat more efficiently as fat oxidation occurs during exercise before breakfast. This process breaks down lipid or fat molecules, increasing weight loss and reducing type 2 diabetes. 2, in most regions of the world, morning weather is more conducive to exercising. 3, a feeling of accomplishment early in the morning gives us momentum for the day. 4, you only have to shower once. 5, it's done. Unsure if you'll be able to avoid the snooze button? Try laying out your clothes and running shoes the night before. Studies show you'll be more likely to exercise by doing this simple act. After finishing your workout, you'll feel energized and motivated to conquer the rest of the day's tasks. Do what works best for your schedule and body. But if you haven't tried working out first thing in the morning, give it a try this month. Can you dress for focused success? On busy days, we're often so rushed we don't give much time or thought to what we wear. In fact, we consider it a silent victory to have pants on as we rush from the house. But we need to understand that what we wear impacts our focus and effectiveness. Some of our most successful leaders prefer dressing comfortably. For example, Mark Zuckerberg enjoys wearing his casual clothes, the same gray t-shirt and jeans, to the office because he believes it allows him to think about more crucial matters. Steve Jobs, wearing black shirts and jeans all the time, didn't stop him from being one of the most influential business leaders. Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group, refuses to wear a necktie. While these leaders swear by their casual choices of clothing, other successful people take a different approach. Bespoke tailor Roberto Rivella states this opinion: generally speaking, what you wear to the office has some impact on productivity. As one of my CEO clients so eloquently puts it, when I'm at the office, I'm here to conduct business and look like I mean business. When I'm at home with the kids or at a rugby match, it's a different matter. But I never mix the two, and therefore my business and casual wardrobes don't mix either. While opinions on the matter differ, research reveals that what we wear does have a correlation with how we think and process information. As you may know, I'm big on superheroes. Want to think like a superhero? A study at the University of Hertfordshire discovered that those who wore a Superman or Wonder Woman t-shirt automatically felt stronger and more confident in themselves. In another study, scientists set out to test the phenomenon coined enclothed cognition, or the effects of clothing on our thinking and focus. White doctor or lab coats are widely seen as symbols of knowledgeable men and women who are also diligent and precise. The study gave participants white lab coats to wear while completing incongruent trials. Meanwhile, other participants conducted the trial in their regular clothes. The result? Those wearing white doctor or lab coats immediately became more focused and attentive to detail, committing only half as many errors as participants not wearing the coats. I mostly wear the same thing on stage: green glasses, black shirt, white belt, dark gray pants, and fashion sneakers. This consistency allows me to focus less on what I'm wearing and more on my audience and performance. So, try it out or try it on. Clothing not only impacts how other people perceive us, but also how we perceive ourselves and how we focus. This month, test to see what works best for you. Power suit, white lab coat, jeans, or Wonder Woman shirt. Chapter summary. The one big thing: small steps are better than no steps. 10 minutes of exercise at the hotel is better than zero. My grade this month was a B-. While I made improvements in many areas, there's still room for consistency with my sleep, workouts, and diets. My top takeaways from this month: identify your negative triggers and try to avoid them. For example, beer equals corn chips. 2. Identify your positive triggers and pull them close. Wearing your running shorts to bed equals that you're more likely to run in the morning. Number 3. All things in moderation. Number 4, comparative trading and food theory of relativity. Would I rather have this now or something better later? Number 5, enjoy an occasional slice of chocolate cake. Live life. However, the key is making sure our indulgences are worth it. Don't waste an indulgence or something that's so-so. For example, random Halloween candy. Before indulging, ask yourself, is it worth it? Am I actually hungry? 6, eat brain foods to improve your focus. Thank you, listeners. That's the end of Chapter 4 of The Focus Project. This is your host, Eric Quammen. Most of you know me as Equal Man. Thank you for gifting that book to someone that needs it right now. They might be going through a mentally tough time during quarantine, so definitely pick up a copy on Amazon. Ship it Prime. You can get there the next day. It'll make you feel better. It'll make them feel better as well. Thank you for making me feel so good by pushing that to be a number one release on Amazon. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for listening to today's Super You podcast. I hope you got a lot out of this free section that I'm giving away of the new book. And that's why I just want to thank you. I want to pay it forward. And in that vein, help someone out today. So go out there and rock your Wonder Woman t-shirt, your Superman t-shirt, whatever it might be, your Batman t-shirt. Actually, I said Batman once. It's funny. I said Batman as a superhero on stage once at Comic-Con. Big mistake. I had about 500 people waiting for me to tell me that Batman's not a superhero. But whatever your superhero, wear that t-shirt, act like a superhero. And the best way to act like a superhero is to go tell someone you love them. Go give them something. Post it forward. Even if it's free, give them a note saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. And in that vein, remember, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.